Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what to do to stop your customers from churning during this pandemic.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That we're dealing with right now, the COVID-19 pandemic, coronavirus, whatever people are calling it today. And in this case, I really want to hear from you, Stelly, because I think you've thought about this a lot more than I have.
Yeah.
So, how do we stop churn?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, we might have to accept that some amount of churn is unstoppable, right? So I think
it's also an unfair question.
Yeah.
Stopping churn is difficult in the first place.
It's just not, without a pandemic.
So that's why I'm like, hey, Stelly, I'm going to ask you, like, what do you think?
Yeah. I think a couple of things, though. I think you should always be working on improving your retention. You should always be working hard to earn your customer's business and to slow down churn or stop it or improve on it. But especially during a pandemic, I think that companies, because of this intense environment, might make some mistakes. So first, I'll tell you the things I think you shouldn't be doing. What you shouldn't be doing, in my opinion at least, is stop communicating because you think if I would either call or email or in any other way contact somebody that wants to cancel right now, cancel my service or my product, I will just make them more angry, or it's unreasonable to try to communicate or change their mind right now because this is such a crisis that if I reach out and talk to them, this is such unethical behavior that what I'll do is I will just not get in touch with anybody, right? I'm just going to let them leave in peace, basically. I do understand the niceness from which this thought maybe arises, but I do think it's misguided. The second thing you shouldn't be doing is you shouldn't make up a story that gives you permission to be lazy around this, which means don't, even if you think it might be reasonable to reach out to them, you might sell yourself on the story. And I see this with many companies that think, well, there's nothing I can do here. It's a pandemic. What could I do to stop this churn or to influence it or to improve it? There's nothing that can be done. So what you're doing is you're making yourself a victim. And you're creating kind of a passive-aggressive position where you say, well, these customers are churning, and of course they are, and there's nothing that can be done about this. It's not that you don't communicate because you think you're going to annoy people or it's unreasonable or unethical or selfish. You're not communicating because you think you cannot have any impact. You couldn't possibly offer anything of value. I think both of these attitudes right now are bad. Here's what we are doing. Here's what I advise people to do. And I see others succeed with. Number one, I think we'll get back to something we've been saying for over 500 episodes, almost on every fucking episode we've ever recorded, which is talk to your customers.
Right? That's right.
Talk to your fucking customers, or fucking talk to your customers. Your customers are not fucking, they're awesome. Right? And try and work hard to understand them, to generate what we call customer intimacy. Like, be intimate with them so you truly understand, you're close to them, you understand how they think, how they feel, what they're going through, what their pain points are, so you can serve them well. That's always true, but never is it more true than during a pandemic, which is a new favorite thing to say about almost everything we say now. We're like, never more true than during a pandemic. So here's why. So what I would tell people is, as your customers may be churning right now because of COVID-19, reach out to them, right? And you should reach out to them in multiple ways. One is proactive. Don't wait for everybody to cancel. And don't wait for all your customers to try to figure out how to cancel or, you know, putting you on a chopping block, right, on a spreadsheet trying to decide, should we cancel this service or not? How about being proactive? Maybe you want to reach out to customers now and offer them ways to save money. Proactively, right? Don't let them figure this out on their own where they might conclude to just cancel outright. Maybe there's better solutions. I've seen companies offer customers emails and say, hey, if you're currently looking to cut cost, some businesses are expanding right now, have more business than usual, but if you're not, here's a list of things you could do to save money on our service and still get the benefit. Maybe you can downgrade to a lower plan right now. Maybe you can delete some unused data, right? That some services are charging by the data, right? Maybe you can do that. Export some of the data and import it again when you're using it. Maybe you can get some kind of a deal from us if you recommit or if you sign a contract. And in the worst case, I've seen some companies do a skip. Like they send an email and said, hey, a lot of people are hurting. If you don't care, ignore this email. If you're in a very tough financial situation, you can click this button and we will skip your next payment, right? It delays the next charge by 15 days. I've seen it by 30 days. Basically, you're telling your customers you're giving them one free month right now. And all you do is you basically make the people that would want to cancel now feel like they can wait another month before they have to make that decision, once they have more data, once they have more information, right? That's an approach. We haven't done this, but I've seen this done by other companies. In the worst case, you could, or at least you could always offer a pause option versus an outright cancel, right? Offer people to quote unquote pause the service, which means maybe they can't access it anymore, but all the data is still there. And whenever they want, they can just hit resume and everything, the entire setup, all their customizations, all their users, everything is still there. So they can just pause right now because they might not be able to use your service or your product. But once they want to use it again, they can. And they don't go through the psychological and emotional process of canceling, knowing that all their information and data and everything in their setup is deleted. So then in 2 months when they need a software like yours again or a product like yours, they feel like they're back in the market and they're just going to evaluate a bunch of solutions to find the right one, right? Those are all a bunch of options that are out there. But I think at the core of what I would advise people to do is, well, one is you can be proactive about things, but you can be reactive. Like once people cancel, you can send them an email offering some alternative options rather than just canceling your service right now. But either way, you should be communicating. You should be sending emails. You should be calling people. You should be communicating to understand the decision-making process, why they chose to cancel you, how they think about this decision, what could turn their minds around if there is something, when they think and how they think they're going to make a decision to be back in the market potentially and buy something. Because one thing that we've noticed and I've noticed as we've been talking to customers over the last 4 weeks, Heaton, is that every single week, sentiment